Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
We are on the final issue 407 of Batman Year One. And let's just go ahead and hop right into it.
He's out to clean up a city that likes being dirty. He can't do it alone.
I also love the picture of that goes with that, where he's kind of in shadow, but being...
shot at with...
Well, yes. No,
there's bullet holes.
Yes, but it's also like partially in spotlight.
Yeah.
So it is now September. And Gordon, him and Sarah's relationship has gotten...
Oh, it's escalated hardcore.
Very complicated, very quickly. To the point where, like, he gave her a bracelet. And a couple days later, they're making out in the office. It's like, oh boy, this is not good. Yeah. All the while, we're getting a couple news reports about a... who is this guy? Skeevers, Jefferson Skeevers. He's a notorious narcotics dealer that Gordon had finally like arrested. And then a couple days after that, all you know, the news reports going on, it gets revealed that Jefferson Skeevers has been released on bail from the judge.
It was the judge. Oh, was it?
Yeah. Judge Rafferty set bail for Jefferson Skeevers. Surprisingly, Assistant District Attorney Harvey Dent did not argue with this decision.
There we go. That's what I was going to point out, was that it was, you know, Harvey that didn't fight it.
Yeah, which is interesting because Harvey has been fighting it forever. And so Gordon confronts him.
I know you're not on the take. What the fuck's going on? He's like, don't worry about it. You want to borrow an umbrella, Lieutenant?
So the next day we've got Batman. You see him climbing up like the outside of a building. And he is outside of the room of Skeevers that he then crashes into and scares the guy shitless. Literally. I like this. Like you can never, as he is holding him down, throat to neck, he's like, you can never escape me. Bullets don't harm me. Nothing harms me, but I know pain. I know pain. Sometimes I share it with someone like you.
It's so sweet.
But what he was able to do is convince
to cop a plea, and then
he basically says he wants to talk about Flass.
Yeah,
and he's saying all this to Gordon, and Gordon is like, you know, goes to Merkel, like, go get Dent.
Yeah.
And forget to tell the commissioner.
Yeah.
And of course the commissioner is all pissed about this because, I mean, had he been told, he would have told Flass, and things could have been worked out for the better. And he's going off on Gordon about this. And then he shows him a picture of...
him and Sarah making out. Him and Essen. His red eyes.
Yeah. Apparently, Gordon, not only was he, you know, making out on the job, but he was...
Either that or he's just not been sleeping, because that'll also... You know.
Pretty sure he's not sleeping.
Hey, I'll bet he's not sleeping.
Yeah, well.
Another late night, honey. The boss was really giving it to me.
Well. So they finally get... Gordon finally gets a chance to go talk to Bruce Wayne. And he's obviously hamming it up with this model.
Rich boy,
who has no idea who her name is. Oh, he's like, and I don't know her name, and she doesn't speak any language I know.
Which is probably not true, because I'm pretty sure that Batman knows a lot of languages.
Oh, yeah, Batman knows every language.
There you go.
He speaks all of them fluently. I mean, he may not know them all now, but then again, he was abroad for 12 years, so.
Was him bringing a girl for 12 years have to do anything?
There you go. I was waiting for that.
I was waiting for a good opening.
Fair enough. Like that. Never mind. Nope. So as... they're leaving. Jim is talking to Barbara, his wife, and he reveals everything.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you know, like this I've been banging my secretary.
So I don't know if they actually were banging or having sex.
I don't know either.
But I think they, but he
there's,
was
there's a lot of making out of the affair. A lot of heavy petting.
Yeah. it is also stated earlier that she put a transfer into Chicago.
Yeah.
Which probably escalated the fact of them making out more.
See, I thought that she had done that after he had had the talk with her, like when he gave her the bracelet and stuff. And then he was like, hey, we can't keep doing this. And then they kept doing it.
Yeah. That was the thing. Like, she said that she's transferring. And then it's like, okay, so I have a limited time now. So I think that's when things escalated a little more.
I do love, though, how Alfred has, like, this just, you know, the look on his face when he walks out after he leads
Gordon
and...
Well, he's because I think Bruce is like, my time is worthless.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Just ask Alfred.
And Alfred's like, huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The look on his face, though, is like, yeah, lazy little
snake. I mean, it's worthless, maybe. Not really. You have, yeah. I mean, it does get revealed that the champagne he was drinking was actually club soda.
Yeah.
Which, you know, makes sense.
Yeah.
Because acting. I like this part, and this is actually the second reference to Superman in the book. I can't remember exactly, but Alfred says something about. Bruce asks Alfred how his performance was, and he's like positively vaudevillian. I gather the remaining bottle of club soda may be left in this private container. Blah blah blah. I suppose you'll take up flying next, like that fellow in Metropolis. So,
but see, I like the look on yeah. I like the look on Batman's face where he's like, flying. Yes.
Which we find funny because in a couple panels, he's flying. But before we get there, we have.
Oh, he's like, gliding.
Yeah.
He's like
falling with style.
There you go. I was just gonna say he's like Buzz Lightyear.
I had to remember the line. I couldn't remember it. So we get a couple single panels here of the next couple days. We've got Dent interrogating Flass.
I ain't talking. I ain't telling you shit.
We've got Barbara getting a phone call from somebody. And she's like, yeah, I know about Sergeant Ensign. Don't call here again. We've got Skeevers, who was given rat poison, but he got saved in time.
Yep.
And then we have Gordon at the hospital.
Oh, because wait,
he just had the baby boy.
On my birthday.
On the 12th, nice.
Yeah.
So you... It'll be a long time before you read this. You share the same birthday as a serial killer. Good job.
Yeah. I also share my birthday with Aleister Crowley.
Another serial killer. Nice.
Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there's somebody else, but I don't remember now.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm the best person that was born on my birthday, but still.
Yeah. So, about a month later, it gets revealed that the Commissioner Loeb's private collection of pop memorabilia, I can say words, was stolen.
And they're charging Batman with the crime.
Yeah.
And Selina's like, that motherfucker.
Well, not only that, but it's stated that it's valued at $40,000.
And they're tearing him up.
Selina just ripping off the heads. It's like, fuck, man.
But that's Charlie Brown she pulled the head off of.
Is that? Yes, it is. Holy crap.
And then there's a Donald Duck sitting down there, and...
Oh, I didn't see Donald. I see him now, but I didn't see him before.
Yeah.
Huh. Nice.
I didn't even know Pop had been around for that long.
Pop culture, man.
No, I meant like, you know, like everywhere. Bobbleheads, you know, Pop, because...
Well, Pop dolls. They're definitely not bobbleheads.
I know. Well, Pop aren't actually bobbleheads either, but...
Fair enough.
Some of them are.
Well, some the Marvel shit is, which is so dumb.
Yeah.
Don't know why. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so Selina is pissed that the news is...
Son of a bitch, that was my kill. Why is everybody giving...
Although, I think at this... No, it's later on, but Holly states, like, we don't want them to know it's us.
Yeah, and she's so, like, you don't, I do.
Yeah. And then we get
Batman gliding, you know, on his bat glider
with style, going to the Roman's place, God, I really wish I could remember his last name.
Okay, his name is Carmine Falcone.
There we go.
And he is the Roman.
There we go. Thank you. God, that pissed me off. I cannot remember that.
Carmine Falcone.
He's a big player. I mean, hell, he's in the Gotham TV show. So yeah, he is heading over to the Romans. Carmine Falcone's place. Thanks for looking it up. And yeah.
Yep. You didn't let me do my normal lookup. I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, yeah, not because it's easier to just let you look it up and then just wait.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've got no time. I've got plenty of time. My time is useless.
Okay, Batman.
Worthless. That's worthless. Worthless. But Falcone is talking to his nephew, Johnny, and they're talking about
something going down.
Yeah.
Some kind of criminal master plan thing that they've got going on. And Batman's over here recording this shit.
With a handheld tape recorder.
Yep.
Love it. Before, you know, all the spy stuff he gets. Again, year one.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Basically year one.
It's still in the first year, so yeah.
As he's recording, though, Catwoman, Selina, shows up and starts attacking all of Roman's guys.
And he's like, motherfuck, what's this dumb bitch doing? She's ruining all my plans.
Basically, yeah. And so everybody comes out and is getting ready to attack Catwoman. Even Roman's like, you work for the Batman. I want her alive. And I think you could kind of tell she's mad. But nothing really happens because everybody gets knocked out by the Batman.
Dude, I'd have to say that I would like to point out, though, that Batman being able to throw 3 batarangs at a time and hit all of his targets, that's pretty impressive.
Practice, man.
I guess.
Plus, they're the tiny ones.
I guess that's true, too.
The darts. Little darts. There's
claws, because he said... Oh.
Selina takes the opportunity to... she sees Falcone on the ground. To scratch him up a little bit. That will play big when we do get to Long Halloween. This is the first, the beginnings of Falcone's and Catwoman's sparring match. Yeah, feud. So.
Because she scratches his face up.
Well, there's other things too.
She scratches his dick up.
We'll get that later. No, but we'll still get into that later. Batman's trying to go over the recording. He figures out that it's a blackmail scheme that Falcone had in place.
While he's doing his one-arm push-ups.
Yeah.
Definitely. In his underpants and, Ked shoes.
We go back to Gordon, and he is getting up to feed James, the baby, because it's, you know, middle of the night. But as he's feeding him, he gets a phone call from the commissioner, saying, hey, I need you to go check out on this disturbance, this nickel and dime open and shut domestic grievance. And as he is leaving, as he's getting ready to leave, Commissioner Loeb is just like, all right, tell the Roman that Gordon's leaving and go do what he has to do. And so Gordon leaves.
And as he's leaving, he gets this motorcycle goes flying past him. And he's like, man, I got a funny feeling about that.
Well, he also sees the motorcycle go into his apartment.
Yeah, his apartment's garage.
He's like, I don't recognize that.
And he's like, fuck this. So he goes back in there. And when he does, he sees Roman's, nephew, I think he said it was?
Johnny. Yep.
Yeah, with baby Jim.
James. Jim, whatever, yeah.
Jimmy.
I just watched that the other day. Fucking love that movie. I got a lot of time. I got Disney Plus now, so.
No, I don't have that movie anymore. Never mind. Jessica's got it. But anyways.
Johnny basically says, drop the gun, Lieutenant. Go to the office. Wait for our call. Then you hear not Sarah. Wow. Whoops. Barbara kind of scream his name, and we see her being taken as well by 2 other guys. And Gordon's just like, I'm not taking any chances.
Yep, nope. He's like, good, Barbara, stay down low. And then he just caps him. He gets shot.
Yep.
And then they drive away with the baby.
He hears the motorcycle start revving, and he turns around and shoots
the guy on the motorcycle.
Yep.
And then takes the motorcycle and goes chasing after, while the dude that was on the motorcycle
stands up,
takes the bicycle from this dude that's riding by on the bicycle, and
not randomly. I mean, he was riding by. And
yeah,
the mailman also like drops off his letters. So, what I do find funny though is
that he kept up with the car and the motorcycle on a bicycle.
Yeah, that was kind of well. Gordon does shoot out the tire of the car.
Yeah,
so the car does crash on the bridge.
But he still gets there, you know.
Within, like, moments, yes. We see Gordon and Johnny get into an altercation.
And as this is happening, the baby falls off
the bridge into the water.
Well, it falls towards the water. And we see the same guy that rode the bicycle, you know, 35, 40 miles an hour, dive past
Gordon and Johnny
fighting and catch the baby before it hits the water.
Yep. And saves baby James. Gordon's just like, you know, you must have a, you know, something bulletproof under there. Must have some kind of armor under the jacket. And we know it's Bruce.
Yeah.
And he's like, yes, that's it.
And he's like, you better get going.
It's like, you know, I'm practically blind without my glasses.
Yeah.
So you should get out of here. The last page is Flask testifying
against
Loeb.
Yeah.
It states that Flask was a lot smarter than anybody gave him credit for.
He kept
notes.
Yep.
Detailed
of everything.
Notes, every single meeting.
Yep.
And Loeb, he doesn't go to jail. The judge is, they're friends.
Yeah.
But the mayor, I think it was the mayor.
He makes him resign.
Yep. And all while this is all happening, with everything going on, Gordon is able to get promoted to captain. He gets word that Sarah is in New York, and I said Chicago earlier.
Yeah,
my bad.
She was
from Chicago.
Yeah,
I thought she just went back there, but she's in New York and doing well. He's going to counseling, marriage counseling.
Yeah,
which, great.
And then there's a real panic on. Somebody's threatening to poison the Gotham Reservoir. Calls himself the Joker.
Yeah,
I've got a friend who might be able to help. Should be here any minute. Yep. And then it shows Batman with the bat signal. And that's,
I mean, that was actually, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a separate thing. I don't think I was actually part of the issue. I could be wrong. I don't know. I've got the issues at home. I haven't read them. It was one of those that they are not highly sought after, but definitely worth the money.
So they're harder for you to find.
Yeah.
How many of them do you have?
I only got one of each.
Ah.
Although, I had an opportunity to buy, I think, somebody who had a couple of boxes, long boxes, and had like three copies of 404, maybe four copies, and like two copies each of the other three. I had an opportunity to buy them all. We had that, plus I had like, I think New Mutants 85, I think that's what it was. A couple of Wolverine, first appearance Wolverine issues. A couple other good comics. But they were looking for like 500 for
the whole box.
Two long boxes.
Oh.
Which isn't terrible.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to spend more than 300.
Yeah. Should have tried to talk them down to four.
Well, I said 300 first, and then they didn't want to go down lower than five. And I'm like, well, is it possible you can sell just certain stuff to me? And like, yeah, we can figure something out. I'm like, oh, here's the best bet. Go to mycomicshop.com, go to eBay, see what things are selling for, what they could be worth, and you can maybe get some more. I never heard anything back from them. It's like, whatever. I don't care. What did you think of the story?
Your first Batman story. I liked it a lot. Like, it was a lot different than any Batman story that I'd ever, you know, like, seen before, obviously. I do like it's like I said, it was really weird that Commissioner Gordon was the same, you know, close to the same age as, you know, Batman was, because
well,
I was
Lieutenant Gordon.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, and then I know in talking about the New 52 run, there is a point where Batman isn't, where Bruce Wayne is gone, and he's not Batman anymore, and Gordon steps in
as Batman.
That confused the hell out of me, because they made him look like he was in his 30s.
Yeah.
And like super and then earlier in the like other issues, he definitely looked like he was in his 40s. But he was like super skinny, super muscular, had like a shaved military haircut. Yep.
Weird.
Great, like great stint as Batman, but just it was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, I love Batman. This is I haven't read this story in quite some time.
And
so it was nice to go back
onto
it.
Was his wife's name always Barbara?
Yes.
Okay, because I knew that was, you know, like Batgirl's, you know, name too. And that's his daughter, I thought.
So, when we get into it, because we got Batgirl Year One coming up here probably within the next, I don't know, year or so. Barbara Gordon is technically his niece.
Creepy. It's also his wife.
Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, is technically his niece. They retconned it. I know they retconned it in New 52. He adopts her, is what ends up happening. But yeah, especially when his son's name is James, and then his daughter, quote unquote daughter,
Barbara.
So
named after their parents. Which
yeah,
is
definitely weird.
Yeah.
But there, I believe is said in Batgirl Year One, and maybe it was before that, that it was his niece, and then they changed it to where he adopted her because his brother wasn't fit or something. I don't know. It's been a long time since I read the story. I can't remember either. But yeah, like it. From now on, it's father daughter.
Yeah.
So
whatever happens to baby Jim. Ah, never mind. Yep.
Things.
Yep.
I told you, you're at the birthday of a serial killer.
Yep.
There you go.
Interesting.
So, yeah, love the story. Love Batman. Love that we're finally getting into other DC properties. I think that's really all I got.
Yeah, like I said, it was good. I liked it. I enjoyed it for my first one. I liked how it was a little darker and, you know, a little grittier because, well, it's, you know.
Well, and this definitely starts the run of Batman being darker. Before, like in the 60s and 70s, they weren't campy stories, but they definitely weren't. But they were almost happy-go-lucky all the time. And then this starts really after Crisis, things. I'm not going to say dive for all the characters, all DC characters, but they don't stay happy. I mean, we've got in the future, we've got the death of the family where Robin dies. We've got Batgirl where she gets shot.
You're so dark, like you're from the DC universe.
Thank you, Deadpool. Yeah, like we get Superman dying. There's a point where Diana stops being Wonder Woman. Like we've got some stories coming up where things turned to, for lack of better terms, to turn to the dark side. So, go ahead and, you know, check out our t-shirt on redbubble.com. If you guys would like our logo on your chest, pretty cool shirt.
A tattoo would be even cooler, though. And if you do take it, you should send us a picture to us.
Definitely.
Dude, if we have any fans that are actually...
That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
I'd go meet them.
Hell, if you get a tattoo of our emblem on your chest, we will...
Well, hold on. Now, I'm thinking more of an arm.
All right, fine. On an arm. See, I was thinking superhero. You know,
yeah, right? No. Fuck up. No, screw that, man. That hurts.
All right. Regardless, if you're willing to put Comic Book Rundown on your body, we would definitely have you on the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll find a way. Go give us a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes or whatever the hell damn thing's called anymore.
I've never reviewed our show, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, we've gotten... Last time I looked, we had 5 reviews. Actually, only 1 written review, like 5 ratings. There we go. There sorry. All positive. So, yay.
Hey,
all
right. Did you write all 5?
No.
4 of them?
Maybe. yeah, go ahead and do all that. Go follow us on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at comicbookrundown@gmail.com. I know this is basically what I always say in the after credits thing, but or mid credits thing, whatever, the end stuff. But hey, I'm going to say it again because why the heck not? Thank you guys for listening. Really, we really appreciate it. And you can always give us suggestions. I think I've said this in some of the bloopers episodes, but I'm willing to move things around. I've got a somewhat plan of what I want to cover, but I can easily move stuff around because we're easy like that.
Yeah. We're easy. Like Sunday morning.
Easy like, and nope. So Ron, thanks for coming here and reading Batman.
It's fun as always. I like, you know, reading new stories. So
we've got plenty of new stories on the horizon.
Excellent.
So, and see you guys later.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story article.